There's perhaps no form of racing more exciting or dangerous than contests between jet airplanes. This past week at the annual Reno Air Show, three pilots were killed when their planes crashed during races. Some people are now questioning whether these events should ever continue. Airline pilot Joe Dion attended the Reno races, and he sent us this report.
If you went to the final day of the Reno Air races last week, you would have seen an extra event added at the last minute. As the jets flew past the crowd, one of them pulled up and away in memory of the three pilots who died during the races this year. It was an emotional moment. But then, in true aviator style, they put it behind them and they moved on. But there are some critics who are saying the races are getting too dangerous. They say the usually steep cost of getting into the racing has been getting too low. Now you can get a jet for around $300,000. And so, the theory goes, the sport is attracting less experienced flyers, people with more money than brains. But can you really just buy your way into air racing?
We have a pylon rookie school where we bring folks that have not raced before, and we put them through an extensive academic and flying training on the course itself so that I can see if they're qualified to be race pilots.
That's Kurt Brown, director of flight operations for the jet class racers. He's a former military fighter pilot, test pilot, and astronaut. Kurt says the requirements for getting onto the race course are stringent and not everybody makes the cut. Even a pilot with an excellent resume can't expect to just show up and race.
They have to prove it to me. And I've seen a lot of great credentials, but when they get out on a course and they fly formation and they go around the course with me, if they don't fly to the level that needs to be flown, then I can't pass them.
Of course, despite Kurt's rigorous standards, one of his pilots died last week, underscoring the fact that no matter how well you manage the risks, you can't eliminate them altogether, which is why some pilots, especially those with families, find themselves facing a tough question. Have there been moments when you thought about giving it up?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you've got small kids, you see events happen, you know this is a dangerous thing.
That's Trevor Schaefer. After flying 2,000 hours in F-15s and 52 combat missions over Bosnia and Iraq, he's now racing jets. But he acknowledges the risks, and he says he wouldn't do it if his family wasn't completely comfortable with it.
They know I enjoy it, they know it's important to me, and they know we can do it safely. And so we're going to continue.
423 miles an hour. The truth is, for someone like Trevor, who wanted to be a fighter pilot ever since he was a young boy, flying jets would be a hard thing to walk away from.
It's a pretty big charge. I mean, you're feeling pretty alive. The meter, I mean, is definitely at 11 when you come down after one of those. So it's really a lot of fun.
After I spoke with Trevor, I watched Kurt Brown race.
We've got Kurt Brown in a bright red airplane, Pipsqueak.
And while I was watching him, I found myself wondering if I could make the cut myself. And then when he crossed the finish line, for a moment, I think I could feel a little bit of that thrill that keeps these pilots in the race.
Pilot and day-to-day contributor Joe Dion.